Yes, indeed. Yes, 2 days of busy athletics for Donegal athletes. And let me start with yesterday, Saturday. Saturday, the big one would have been, obviously, just as background to the story, Mark English was to compete in the Melrose Games. That was an exciting prospect for him over 800 metres. Was warming up in the stadium in New York, and he got an issue with a hamstring. So that ended his... He just had to pull out at the last minute, so that'll be a bit disappointing for him. And I don't know to what impact that will have on the rest of his indoor season. But sure, listen, the sensible thing to do was to pull out. Obviously, then in France, we had Summer Lecky. You know, she won the Scottish Championship last weekend. She was following up on that. She jumped 179 last weekend, which was a very, very good opener to win the Scottish Championship last weekend. And in Nantes, she finished fourth in an international field at 178. So the season has begun right strongly for her, so should be right and happy with that. What else happened? Well, you had the Irish universities yesterday, and the big result and the most encouraging result from the universities would have been the performance of James Kelly of LYIT and Letterkenny and Finn Valley. He threw 1694, just a couple of centimetres short of 17 metres. Now, that's serious. That's serious development shot putting for him, you know, and he's off with the Irish team next weekend to Scotland to compete for Ireland. So, you know, he had a no throw too, which was pretty impressive. So, all in all, good day for him at the universities. Also at the universities, Bridget McDyer, she got a new University of Cork, from Cork University. So she's a Cork, you know, former Cork University student, competing for Cork University, and she finished third in that event there. And what else had we there? Yes, Fulham McFadden, the good old girl, she finished third in for her university in the long jump. Arlene Crossan came close. She finished fourth in the 400 metres, getting to the final. An improved performance from Arlene Crossan, and it's good to see her competing, because she spent a few years there and she did train, but she didn't compete. And you know, this game's all about competing, so pleased to see that she got stuck onto the track yesterday, had a PB 56 odd, and got fourth. So, and hopefully improve as the season goes on. Now then, we're moving on to today. Well, today was about the National Masters Track and Field Championships in Athlone. Let me just go through the clubs in that one. Four goals for Clinton Valley. All the four athletes that travelled south, they all gold medalled. You had Katrina Devine. She won the 1500 metres. Good, strong performance from her, national champion there. She also finished second in the 800 metres later in the day. And also from her sister, she won her walk, 3K walk, retaining her title, actually, from a few years ago. So well done to her, back in competing. And then we had Ciara Cairns. She won the long jump, first time competing in Masters Athletics. It's been a long time since she competed at this level, and indeed she goes to Braga now in good form, positive and so on. Braga is the venue for the European Masters Championships at the end of February. So well done to her. And Bosco Reid, at a new age category this time, winning the shot, the Finn Valley athlete. So, you know, he's had a great career over the years in the shot put and the throws events in general. So well done to him. Catherine McDevitt of Letterkenny, she finished second in both the 60 metres and the 200 metres, and, you know, beaten by a very, very, very good athlete. So she'll be encouraged by that too, because she'll also make up a relay team come Braga. And she continues to train hard and get the results. So well done to her. From the Tyrconnell Club, well, Geraldine Stewart won the shot put. Martin Cunningham, as expected, won the 1500 metres, and Shane Toulon of the Tyrconnell Club got a silver medal in the 60 metres. Cross country, Ulster Masters Cross Country Championships today. The big news from there was Teresa Doherty. Teresa Doherty won the last year, 2020, very way early on. She won the National Masters way down in Rathoath, and you know, took time out to have a baby. Is back in competitive action again. You know, took a bit of time to get the hang of it, really, I suppose, get back into the swing of it. But she had an outstanding run today to win the Ulster Masters, and she won it convincingly from an Olympian, Kerry O'Flaherty, who competed in the Rio Olympics. So big scalp for her there. Jennifer Elvin finished third, and the Finn Valley team. Jennifer Elvin was Finn Valley as well. Finn Valley really were the only impact group there. There's a few Inishowen athletes there, but staying with the Finn Valley story, Jennifer finished third, and Finn Valley were second team with Kay Byrne and Leonie Cook on board. They were second team to Newcastle. And in the men's Masters event, the Finn Valley finished sixth team. Annandale won the team, their Belfast club, and Dermot Michael Carr, he'd be rather happy with that eighth finishing position. He was the leading Donegal athlete, but the Finn Valley team only finished in sixth. What else have we? We have, I've got to give you the results. That's pretty much about it. So the big result, James Kelly was an outstanding result in the shot put over the weekend, and somewhere like he continued good form. So pretty hectic. And those Finn Valley athletes in Belfast, Ulster, and that Teresa Doherty performance. So another busy weekend, as you say, and we'll just have to move on another week, another 7 days gone by like a flash, and we'll just move on.